is a new program on the web called Audio Boo, and I wanted to share an Audio Boo with you this morning, as well as every other week, just to give you some on-the-fly coaching rather than written text in your newsletter. So this morning's coaching tip is on giving gifted kids choice. It's one of the most important things that you can do. And one thing that you can do as a learning coach is give your child choice as far as their schedule goes. Make sure it's something you're deliriously happy with, but this is what the dialogue might sound like. Sitting down with your child and asking them, when do you want to start school? What is the best time for you? Do you want to start school right when you wake up after breakfast? Is there anything you want to do before breakfast to get yourself ready for school? So to begin to ask them those questions and then say something like, which subject would you like to start with? Would you like to start with your best subject? Or would you like to eat the frog first and start with the subject that's the most difficult for you? Okay, so you'd like to start with math. Let's go ahead and put math in. How long do you want to work on math in the morning? And perhaps they'll tell you that they want to do an hour of math. Great. In an hour's time, do you think you could do one lesson or two lessons? Okay. You think you can do one lesson? Let's go ahead and put down, first thing in the morning, we're going to do math for 1 hour. Let's look at how many math lessons we have to do over the course of the year. We're probably going to need to do math every single day. So do you want to start math every morning at 9 o'clock? Perfect. Let's put it on your schedule. And then you schedule in math every morning at 9 o'clock. And then the conversation might look like this. Great, so we've started with math. What do you want to do next? Do you want to go with an easier subject, a more difficult subject? Okay, so you'd like to do language arts next. Now, language arts is another subject that we need to do every single day. Do you want a break between math and language arts? Or do you want to go and continue to work straight through? They say they want to continue to work straight through. So on your calendar, starting at perhaps 10 o'clock, you write down language arts, Monday through Friday. So how do you think you're feeling after these two subjects? Do you think you want to have a break? Maybe take a recess during this time? Do you want to have some independent time free of some direct instruction from mom? So talk to them about that, those kinds of things, too, offering up choices. And then asking them, do you want to have lunch or snack after that time? Or do you want to keep plowing through? And then perhaps they'll say, well, I think I'd like to do history next. And you can say, great. History, if you look at the number of lessons, we probably need to do it 3 times a week. So which days would you like to do with a history program? And then they tell you that they want to do it on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because they want to have a light day on Friday. And then you begin to have these conversations, building in snack times, building in break times, giving them control of their schedule in a way that you're deliriously happy with it. If you're schooling multiples, it could be a little bit trickier, making sure that you have time for both students, or even 3 students that you might be working with. But again, one of the best things that you as a learning coach can do with your kids is to give them choice. And this is just an idea of what that conversation might sound like. And being able to think outside the box as well. So you may have a student that says, you know what, mom, I really want to read my history at night, at bedtime. I'll do my history journal first thing in the morning when I wake up before I have breakfast. But that night, I really love those stories and I want to do my reading before bed. So being willing to think outside the box, perhaps even literature is something that happens before they go to bed in the evening. So those are all things that you can do. Well, I hoped that you liked today's Teaching Corner, Coaching Corner, and I plan on doing this with you at least every other week in your newsletter. So take a look every other week in your newsletter for the most recent Coaching Corner. All right, take care, everybody. Have a wonderful week. See you soon.